Music, industry talk, stories, equipment and more. We are Crossfader and this is Off the Record. Off the Record. Off the Record.
Hello gang, welcome to this week's Off the Record DJ podcast. Back in the building, myself Lawrence James and Danny James.
Yeah.
Still just us two, innit?
Still. How many weeks is this? Three?
This is like the fourth week.
Yep.
So, Jamie, if you follow our Instagram stories, is out in IMS Ibiza. And we're salty about it, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're salty. But basically, IMS Ibiza is a really super cool like conference in Ibiza that happens every year. Mm-hmm. It's like a week-long conference, music conference, where industry people, a lot of DJ products, agencies, go out and meet. Bit of a networking event. Yep. Go to see some talks. I think there was a talk with Pete Tong yesterday.
Yeah.
There's a talk with Pioneer. They've got Pioneer products set up, and Alpha Theatre are like sponsoring the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they're out there doing talks. So if you want a behind the scenes, you can just go to our Instagram stories and have a look if you are watching live. We will post stuff as well to our Instagram about it that Jamie is out there doing. And it should be cool. I'm looking forward to hearing some stories and getting some feedback and seeing what it's like. And getting some tickets for next year.
Yeah.
Which hopefully is like all I care about, really.
Looks good.
Speaking of Ibiza, seeing as it's off the record, I'll let you know. I'll be going out to Ibiza with our friend Chapter and Verse.
Yep.
Which could be dangerous.
Yep.
Chapter and Verse is playing at Ushuaia. I think it's a closing party because it's like 11th of September. Will that be closing?
Must
be.
It's like September early.
Somewhere
October,
that. Closing, okay, yeah, maybe it's a bit earlier then.
Yeah.
Around that time, so he's kindly invited me to go out and do some content for Crossfader there. So we'll be behind the scenes at Ushuaia, talking to whoever's there, following his journey, seeing what it's like, how he prepares a set.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have some clips from the set. We'll see what he does with like all of the socials afterwards and that, how that works and all that kind of stuff. So should be good. Last time I went to Ibiza was your stag do.
It was,
When was that?
That was May 2 years ago.
2 years?
Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, it was 2 years ago, next month, yeah.
That was fun, though. We stayed at Ibiza Rocks.
Yeah.
What was the best place? You went to Ushuaia, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I went to Ants, which is event. That was really good. We did Pasha, Amnesia. They were great.
Pasha was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, Pasha was really good.
Is that where we stayed at Ibiza Rocks? Was Pasha's on the other side, isn't it?
Yeah,
that other was miles away.
Everything else seemed to be really far away. Yeah. So it's like our first time going to Ibiza, and it's like, Ibiza Rocks is like the old town side, I think.
Yeah,
Where we were going to was just like an absolute mission.
Such a trek.
Very worth it. Like, Pasha is probably one of the best sounding clubs I've heard. Yeah. Like, the sound system was unbelievably good.
Yeah.
So good.
And the production inside Amnesia.
Yeah.
You can't really explain it to somebody.
Yeah, it was an Elro event.
Sorry, yeah, it was Elro. Yeah,
so it's like, it was just like, to anyone who doesn't know Elro, it's just like, imagine a circus in the middle of a dance floor.
In a club.
It's like...
People on the ceiling.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like, for someone going out to listen to the music, it's like the music was secondary to the like the visual aspect. Yeah. It's like...
I had no idea it was DJ.
Nah, I didn't even see a DJ.
You can't see a DJ. Yeah. It's that big.
There was just dragons and confetti everywhere. So I was like, I'm not even going to look. But it was great.
If you've ever got a chance to go to Ibiza, I mean, as a DJ, I don't really care if you're like into how it's changed a lot. It used to be like super like house music. That's like the birth of it. And it was like all house heads go there. It is definitely more broad now, especially down the streets and stuff with the various clubs and bars. But if you're a DJ and you get the opportunity, like it is just a different world.
Yeah, it's great.
Like crazy. So if you do get the chance, definitely go over there. Guys, I've got a bottle of water with me, but I should have brought some tea because today is going to be juicy, right? We do it about every 6 months, right? Which is we go on Instagram and we ask for your unpopular DJ opinions. So we are live now on YouTube. We are live on Twitch as well. So if you've got an unpopular DJ opinion, write it in the chat now. We will save them and we'll get to them. But I have got... I mean, there was 500 comments.
Wow.
And you know what? The main one is like, it sync's okay. Yeah, like, okay, you get that.
Yeah.
Let's stop talking about sync now. It's done, right? But there are some really juicy ones.
Nice.
I've left some funny ones to the end, which just made me die.
I'm ready for this. Bit of controversy.
Get involved. You know, pull the car over, get some tea ready because it's about to get spilled, right? I reached out on Instagram, got yours, and there were some great ones. So let's go through them. Yep. I don't have the names or anything, but we'll run through them. So,
yep.
99, my unpopular DJ opinion, 99% of the time, downloading tracks from YouTube or SoundCloud, the sound quality is fine for wherever you're playing. Stop acting like you're playing on a music festival level sound system.
Nah. nah, you're wrong. So wrong. Like I've played in small venues and played SoundCloud rips when I didn't know like how bad they were. And then you listen to them and then you get the real thing. And it's like, oh wow, that sounded so bad.
Honestly, like, I know it's a popular DJ opinion. That is an unpopular one, because it's wrong.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Don't do that. Like,
sounds like you're DJing through a potato.
There's another one that's relative to that. I'll get to it, but I get it if you like. If you're not making money from DJing yet, and you're just starting out, there's that aspect of it.
If you're just in your bedroom.
If you are literally in your bedroom.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Pass.
Do it to practice, whatever. But if you're getting gigs, don't play those songs out, because it just doesn't sound good.
My unpopular DJ opinion. We don't care if you've got that track on vinyl.
You know what? I will actually admit to this. I've said this about a few songs. I'm like, oh, I've got that on vinyl. And
I've said that this week.
Yeah. It's just one of them, isn't it? It's like, there's something about it. It's just like having a physical version that some DJs are like, oh, yeah, I need to say that.
What am I trying to prove by telling you that? Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is.
It's like an impulse. It's like, don't say it. I've got this on vinyl. It's what happens every time.
I don't know. What am I trying? We were talking about Prince or something a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, I've got a Purple Rain Prince LP or something.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
It's like, right, great. It's on Spotify. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, what is it what is it about it? I don't know. Like, it's like, vinyl is an emotional thing. If you're into it. If that's your thing. If you've come from that era.
Yeah.
Or if you are still a new. I met this DJ who, just getting into DJing actually, I think he was like 22 or something like that.
Yeah.
And he buys vinyl like regularly. He's got an XZ or something, but he's into vinyl.
Yeah.
There's just like an emotional attachment. It's like a piece of clothing. It's like, I don't know, it's something that, it kind of like represents you, doesn't it? It speaks to like what you're about. If you're willing to spend money on something physical, it's like that's part
characterizes who you are.
Yeah.
I think if you get like good like special edition stuff,
yeah,
it's worth mentioning. But if you just got something that you bought in HMV or like any normal music high street store, it's like, nah.
I think I said it to Jade the other day. Like, I was just shopping. I was like, oh, I've got this on vinyl. She's like, right.
Thank you.
My unpopular DJ opinion. The size of your DJ controller doesn't make you a better DJ.
Size doesn't matter.
Size don't matter, bro. It's the motion in the ocean.
it doesn't make
you a better DJ. Like, nah, because if you give Blakey a Flex 4, he will be better than me at scratching on it.
Oh yeah,
than on a CDJ.
I was just about to give that as an example.
Yeah.
So it's how it is. It's 100%. How you use it.
And we say it all the time, like all this new equipment coming out and stuff, they all do the same thing.
Yeah,
like they're all iterations of each other.
Yeah,
they all play two songs.
Yeah, feel cheaper than others. Yeah. And some don't have some features, but essentially they're all the same.
100%.
Yeah.
My unpopular DJ opinion: hip hop is the most specific and most difficult genre to mix.
I suppose if you're not familiar with it, then maybe.
The thing with hip hop is there's a lot of different BPMs.
Yeah.
If you're sort of including trap drill, like that as well. Do you know what I mean? Because old school hip hop, like West Coast and East Coast and stuff, was like 99 BPM, wasn't it? Like Tupac, Dre, that kind of thing. But if you go more broad and you're bringing in like Rick Ross and 70 BPM.
Like the 85 range,
You're playing a hip hop night.
It's broad.
You are going from 70 to 120 like all night, aren't you? Mm. So I get that.
Yeah, another thing about hip hop and R&B as well is that you don't find in other genres is like, if you don't have the intro edits, it can be quite tricky once you're starting out. Like I remember, for example, was it 50 Cent 21 Questions? Like that at the start has got like this riff that it's like, where's the number one, where's the three?
It's right,
like,
off, isn't it?
Yeah, I still, like, not really got it off. So it's like having to get stuff like that right, and like maybe like a vocal might start before the first beat, and when you're starting out it can be pretty difficult.
Yeah, when you get like PAMP and you're like, how am I mixing? I'm not mixing it. I'm mixing this.
Just stop playing.
it probably is. What about drum and bass?
See, I love mixing drum and bass. Yeah, it can be like a lot of things that we get messages about is like analyzing your BPM. So
yes.
A lot of people think with drum and bass music, if it's analyzed at 85 BPM, they think, oh, I can't mix that with 174 BPM. And it's like, basically, it's just analyzed at half the speed, even though it's not half the speed when you listen to it. It's just half the grid.
Why are you coming for Grimes like this? leave her alone. Oh, mind you, yeah, we didn't talk about Grimes, did we? So there was no mention of Grimes' second set.
Yeah.
But we found it.
We did, yeah.
And she actually did lean into it, didn't she?
Yeah, she like played along with it. She had like this whole visual intro, like with people going at her and stuff.
Yeah.
She lent into the abuse.
And then like I seen the comments where like she played, I imagine it was a pre-recorded mix.
Yeah.
And it's like, but here's the thing, right? Someone said, have I got it here? Did I write it down? Something like, playing a pre-recorded set isn't a bad thing or something. Now, if you're going to Coachella, right?
Yeah.
And you're at risk of hearing Grimes clash a mix, or just go in and listen to a pre-recorded mix and Grimes is there.
Yeah.
Which one would you rather do?
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather just have a good time. Someone said in here, funky is quite difficult to mix too. Is he saying funky or is it like funk music?
I think like funk soul.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Funk soul disco.
Yeah.
This is a good point, actually. Stuff that's live instruments.
Yes.
That need flexible beat grids.
Yeah.
So difficult.
Yeah. You think like a live drummer, they're not perfectly intact. I'm like a computer, so like it is hard to mix them.
No, and then some just do fluctuate in time, like and like, you know, the chorus will be half the tempo and live music, mix it. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, funk soul and like anything that's not made on a computer.
Yeah,
difficult.
Mm-hmm.
My unpopular DJ opinion: 98.9% of ravers don't even know who the headliner is.
Maybe. Maybe.
I don't know now. I think DJs are becoming more like fucking rock stars and they're more like brands.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're either into the DJs or you're into the night. Like, I know there's a lot of people, for example, in the UK who won't necessarily know who a headliner is, but they know what Warehouse Project is.
Like the brand.
Yeah. So they'll be like, oh, I went to Warehouse Project. It's like, who did you see? I don't know. Like, there is a lot of people like that, but then there's people.
And there's a big lineup at these places.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So. Maybe. But yeah, like, I agree with you. You know, DJs are rock stars of today, like, for sure.
Yeah, I think, that's a good point. Brands do sell it. Like you said there, when we went to Amnesia, what was the brand? We went to
Elro.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't care who was on. Yeah. I went because I've heard that the show is amazing.
Because you've seen a dragon on the roof.
You've seen a dragon. Hanging from the roof on the skateboard. And like Ants as well, Ushuaia. I just know about the brand. Do you know who was DJing?
Can't remember.
Yeah, exactly. So there is, it is a point. Let's go to the next one. You don't know. Yeah, my unpopular DJ opinion is you don't need CDJs to be a professional DJ.
You don't need CDJs.
I guess you don't need to mix or own CDJs to be a professional DJ.
No, it's probably something to get clued up on though, because you know, if your goal is to go play in clubs, 99% chance you're going to be faced with CDJs, so you might as well know how to use them.
Depends what you mean by professional. Like if you're event DJ or wedding DJ and you're taking your own thing, you're a professional DJ.
Yeah,
like you're taking your own, you know, Opus Quarter gigs or whatever. But if you're like, if you want to be like a house producer DJ, there's probably going to be a point where you're not going to be able to carry around a XZ everywhere. It just doesn't work like that. You get a rider and it's usually CDJs.
I think if they're talking about from terms of your home setup, like most professional working DJs I know do not have CDJs at home.
Not now. It's like controllers are too easy.
Yeah.
They're too convenient. That's why they've been made and why they're so popular. So yeah, I agree with that one.
Yep.
This is a good one. You like this, Danny, and I've got a story. My unpopular DJ opinion: most hype men ruin the music.
Oh, that is very controversial.
Right. At the risk of, I hope he's not listening. I had a gig on Saturday, right?
Right.
Here we go.
Okay.
I had a gig on Saturday, and let me start by saying this MC is an amazing MC.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
The problem is, my set was at the end, and he was pissed.
Do I know him?
Maybe. No. I guess so. I won't say his name.
Let's not mention him.
I've done this event a couple of times. And my set is at the end, right? The last closing set, right?
Yeah.
And so he's just pissed.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So it's like fun, but then it's really all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's just like random, and he's always on control of like my volume fader.
Right.
And it's like, let him sing one bar, but not like the whole song. And he's like, you know what I mean? And then he'll start singing with the song and stuff.
Do you know?
And I guess, I'm not like drunk and near the end of the night.
Yeah.
Everyone else who's already pissed will probably just be like,
the vibe part of it. Yeah.
So I'm probably more aware of it than.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're sober, it's not the same. But no, I've had some great gigs with MCs like in the past. I've had such good. Like, they bring the energy from here to here.
Shout
when it's done right.
Tantu, that's my usual guy.
But do you know what I will say that will top this? And this is going to be controversial as well. But saxophone players on top of a DJ set.
Go on.
The experience I've had is not good.
Is it not?
No.
You need a good one.
Yeah, I've never had a good one.
Is it? Did you? What were you playing?
House.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because usually they're okay with house.
Yeah, it was just too much.
Yeah. And here's the thing, right? And so one of my close friends called Matt Sachs, who does loads of Ibiza stuff. He's like Nathan Dawes, saxophonist now. Yeah. He's like the main guy in the UK.
Yeah.
So a lot of the sort of sax players are like classically trained.
Right, okay.
So they don't come up like listening to just, you know, house music or hip hop or anything like that. Whereas Matt he wasn't like classically trained or anything like that. He loved the music and then got into sax.
Fair enough.
So, and plus when I used to book him, he sort of like, I was doing like, it was more like hip hop stuff. And I was like, let's try it with this.
Yeah.
And the only way it would work is if he knew the tracks. So he'd play along to like Paris and he'd be like, duh, duh. As opposed to a classically trained person will find a melody within a rhythm.
See, this is what I had. I had a guy who was trying to play every song, and like every tune I mixed, I've just got Lisa Simpson next to me just giving a song. I'm like, can you not right now? I just want to like turn it down. Like, it's enough. That is enough. But I mean, I rate it. I can't play sax, so.
But I've had some really bad ones as well where they don't play what you want to hear with it. It's like a classical version of but then again, there's some amazing, like Lovely Laura made it famous playing Jubel in Ibiza. So it is about getting the right one. It's about getting the right sort of, and again, like if you're playing it with like an open format set, I've had it as well where they just don't get it, and they'll just find a key and play in the key, but it's just like, it doesn't make sense.
Have you ever had like dancers that have requested you play certain ways as well?
Well, that's another thing with having them. They've come to a gig and they're like, you know, an add-on piece of entertainment, and they're like, yeah, can you play some like house? I'm like, yo, you play to what I'm playing?
That's what I think.
Like, I'm not going to play what you're requesting when I've got a dance floor.
Yeah,
like,
this
you
is
have
the thing.
To cater to me. It's not the other way around.
So I was playing at this venue years ago, and this like dance crew like came to me, and they were like, they'd come up at certain points of the night and do these like routines. And, like, I've got these songs. Like, can you play these when we come on? I'm like, okay, cool. Right. But then they'd come on for 10 minutes. People would watch them. And then because they don't like the music, they all just leave the dance floor as soon as they're finished dancing.
Yeah.
I'm like, thanks.
I've had that. I don't mind if it's like, you've booked them and they've got a routine, you play the routine, but then beyond that, it's like, just dance to what they're moving. But yeah, I've had live with me, I've had a drummer.
Yeah.
That was really good. It was like a hip hop event. It was a drummer at the time. He was trying to come up, and it was really interesting.
Yeah.
A violinist, that was awful.
Oh no.
It was awful.
Nah.
It just wasn't right. And then, there was another instrument. What was it? It was I can't remember, it was a trumpet or something. It's something weird. But yeah, good and bad experiences with live music.
Went off on a tangent there.
I know.
Back on track.
On Hype Man. It started off on Hype Man. Yeah. my unpopular opinion is venues always book the same 3 to 4 acts, literally because they're homies. If you ain't one of the cool kids, you ain't getting booked. You do see some venues with like the same people on every sort of year or something, but... And yeah, of course, if you book somebody and they come and they pack it out, why would you not book them again? Do you know what I mean?
It's a point.
If they're doing a good job and they're bringing people in, you're gonna book them again. It doesn't mean like you're like super friendly with them. But I get what you mean. Like, other areas are clickier than others. My unpopular DJ opinion: stop using laptops.
Yeah, go away.
it's got loads of likes on the post.
I don't use what you want. Yeah.
Use what you want.
If you can do a better job on Serato than you can on USBs, use Serato.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Here's the thing. I moved to USB because when I were doing guest sets, it was just really annoying setting up a Serato around somebody else.
The worst, isn't it?
Who is DJing.
Yeah.
And it And then also, I know like some of my friends who have blown up mm-hmm. coming from Serato, it's just not, it's almost seen, they think it's like, oh, you're like a club DJ, not like a cool, trendy house DJ, like yeah. us kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
house electronic music synonymously is like, you know, you come up with a USB and you turn up and you mash up. Whereas, like, yeah. I guess Serato DJs or laptop DJs are seen more as like, I don't know, like open format club DJ
turntable-less sort of thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So I guess there is a bit of like stiffness about it, but yeah. I just found it from just a practicality point of view.
Yeah.
That, and I also just found it a bit more fun to not look at a screen anymore. Yeah. But only because I've done it for ages.
Yeah, the only thing that I don't like about DJing on USBs compared to laptop is that I'm nowhere near as quick.
Searching, yeah.
Just like searching tracks, loading searching them in. Tracks. And just like
getting better. 3,000 is really good
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
But yeah, 100% agree with that. Yeah. My unpopular DJ opinion, it's unprofessional to drink while you're working.
No.
Who sent you?
Are you a DJ?
Nah. No, it's not. I mean, look, it's unprofessional to drink wherever you... If wherever you're at work, but it's a different job, mate. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you don't take it overboard and like, you know, black out and lose your job.
Yeah. But you're in that industry,
like it's like, come on, like most unless you it's for like your teetotal or like your religious or anything like that. Like 99% of DJs are drinking, yeah. And then you might come to a point where you know different end of the scale where you've been doing it for 20 years or whatever, and he's not feeling it. It's more of a transactional nature,
yeah,
where you're turning up for this gig to get money to pay the bills. I get that. You probably just don't want to drink then,
yeah,
like you know you've got to DJ tomorrow night. Yeah. But nah, come on, bit of fun. Someone's coming in.
Someone said, what's the difference between using a laptop and looking at a CDJ? You're still looking at a screen.
Yeah,
but they're kind of different in a way. Yeah. You know, if you see a DJ that's like looking down at a CDJ every now and again, just to select a tune, whereas if you've got a DJ who's got his Serato face just like, all the time, there's a bit of a difference. But
yeah,
plus it can feel like a laptop's a bit of a detachment from the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, if it's in front of your face, like the crowd's there, and it's like you're looking at a screen before you're looking at them, whereas CDJ, it's just like up, down, I don't know, a little bit different.
Yeah, and if you've ever had a drink spilled on your laptop, you get a bit edgy.
Yeah.
My unpopular DJ opinion, mixing skill doesn't get you gigs. Follow account and networking does.
Nah, bit of both. You can't. I mean, there is DJs who will just kind of talk the way into positions and not great DJs, but I don't know. I think to have a sustainable like career, you need to be good at both, really.
You know what? I think it's 75% more follow account and networking.
Yeah, probably is now.
Than super DJ skills. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, you can't just have the skills and not the talking. Yeah, no way.
No one will see it. No one will see it.
Yeah.
But you can get very far by just by having a great social following,
yeah,
and not being a great... I mean, what is a great DJ anyway? Like, at end of the day, you've got to impress the dance floor,
yeah,
or impress the audience. If your audience is on Instagram,
yeah,
your audience is on Instagram,
yeah,
it don't mean that you have to go and do loads of beat juggling, loads of scratching, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If no one's interested in that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've talked about it before, like, social media and follow count, it's just another skill that you should probably learn.
Yeah.
This is a bit more a serious one, but I totally agree with it.
Okay.
Opening up, my unpopular DJ opinion, opening up a comment section of a video of a woman DJing and that men are insisting that she's faking it, flaunting it or something, or was only booked for her looks. And if not, then they make derogatory comments about her looks. It's giving, you don't like that term, do you?
No.
It's giving misogyny and chauvinism. I watched my friend work four decks, do a nasty drop and a backspin, and the only comment she got was, hee-hee, boobies. It's true, though, isn't it?
Like, it's true.
We've had this before when we've had like female guests on or stuff like that. You see the comments and you're like, what are you... Why is this?
Yeah.
And like you see...
It
like,
actually blows my mind still.
Insane. Yeah. I was watching the Girls Don't Sink set of the day. Like,
yeah.
I just thought, I'll have a look at the comments, and there's still just so many shit comments. And you're like, fucking get a grip.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just shit. That's like stupid, isn't it?
I think a lot of it's from a place of insecurity. It's like you're getting mad over a girl having a set that you don't have.
Yeah. It's like, oh, God, she's dancing about. Like, I watched Fisher at Coachella. He's crazy throwing his arms about dancing Mochak. I love Mochak.
Yeah,
he's blown up because he's wild behind the decks and he jumps on it. But your girl does that, and it's like, oh, she's only there because she dances on decks. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But I totally get where you're
I'm surprised
from.
It hasn't died out, this. Like, it's been around a long time now, and it's just like, yeah, just...
boring. It's, well, it is fucking boring.
It is boring.
So boring.
It's like, get over it. It's
boring,
like,
yeah, move on. Oh, here's, yeah, my unpopular... Yeah, this goes into the YouTube downloading.
Oh, yeah.
My unpopular DJ opinion. If I'm learning how to DJ... don't come up to me saying that I need to buy tracks. I'm not making money, so I'm not spending money.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. That is a tough one. I can't. It's hard to put yourself back in a position where you're not making money from DJing and you just...
But is he DJing out, this person?
I don't know.
Do you know, like, I'd say in this situation, if you want to be careful about it and don't want to rip music, then just go for the free downloads on SoundCloud and stuff and practice with them.
Yeah,
like, there's ways around it.
Yeah, if you wanted to learn and stuff, then... Yeah. But then, you know, as soon as you're out getting gigs, you should be getting money. So then you can put that back into it. But
yeah.
Look, I think, you know, anything goes when you're like starting out.
Yeah.
Just trying to get, you know, some gigs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe. But again, it comes back to it, like, it's going to sound awful 99% of the time.
Yeah.
My unpopular DJ opinion, I don't like people in the DJ booth.
Right.
Depends, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it definitely depends. I think this goes like in with the drinking as well a little bit, because like, you know, if you're having like a real party night, like, right, okay, I'm DJing 6 nights a week, but Friday is like my party night where I'll have drinks. Like, you want people in the booth with you, like friends and stuff. You don't want it like overcrowded, but I mean, there's times where I've had gigs though and I've been sober and then the booth is rammed and you're getting like pushed into the decks and it's like, there's too many people around you. Like, there's a time and a place, I think.
Yeah, totally. If you're in the party and stuff, like, it's like the more the merrier.
Yeah,
and you're
absolutely.
Like, you're having a drink and it's like you're just playing songs that you like and it's just part of the move. So I've had to sort of get on board with this. My residency, the brand that I play for, part of the whole sort of night and event is that people are behind the booth.
Yeah.
And it's like it's almost like a 360 sort of show.
Yeah.
And it's part of it. So I've just had to like learn to live with it.
Yeah.
And it's like... You set, you know what it is as well? If you set boundaries with some people early, it's sweet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If it's like, you know, look, just don't touch this and we're good.
Yeah.
People just won't. And then as soon as somebody does, like, you just like remove, just ask them to leave. Like,
yeah.
But it can be like, you're just not in the mood for it. There is some good DJ set booths in the way. You've got a door.
Yeah, there is.
You've got a massive like gap between you and you're like,
I know there's a lot of people that blame Boiler Room for this culture.
Yeah,
like, it's like, that. No, because I've seen it on YouTube. We need to be behind you.
Is that? Yeah. I played at Beaverworks last bank holiday and yeah, it was like a 360 show and it was like loads of people behind. And you know what it is? It's not even that... I'm more anxious about them spilling drinks over the it's not my decks.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if they want to allow that, it's like, yeah, like, okay, fine. You know, if you people around it with drinks, not my problem.
Yeah.
If it were my decks, there'd be nobody there. My unpopular DJ opinion, you don't have to accept every gig.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to.
I always have done that. I am that guy.
I know you're different to me in this. Yeah.
Yeah, I am that guy. I am take everything.
I was at one point. I used to like constantly say yes to everything. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'll DJ at your darts party or something. Like, anything, I'll take it all, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have. I've said yes to everything for years. It's only the last 2 years where I've started to say no.
Yeah.
Even like, I even get like sweats of like, if I've said yeah to a gig and I've decided I don't want to do it, like getting cover, I even get like sweaty about it. I'm like, yeah. God, what do I do? My unpopular DJ opinion. I think we should spend a lot less time having opinions and a lot more time trying to help each other.
Yeah.
Hello.
I agree.
That had some reverb on it, that.
Hello.
Yeah, totally, yeah. I mean, just go in the comment section. It's just like,
yeah,
boring.
Yep.
Negativity. As opposed to someone being like, oh, do you want some help?
Yeah, just lift each other up, man. It's not hard, is it?
I've got two funny ones to finish. I don't know why this is funny, but
yeah.
My unpopular opinion, record box is ugly. I don't know why I've just hit okay. me. The start to think about it, I'm like, is it? I don't know.
I thought, yeah.
Serato's nicer, isn't it?
I think so,
I actually think Tractor's nicer.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a layout.
Yeah, I do like Tractor layout.
Best one, Algorithm DJ.
Yes.
That is juicy, that. That's how you do it. But it's been, again, that's been built more recently in it.
Yeah. So Surratt was always my favourite, just because, like, you can look at the screen and there's not that much going on. It's just a bit more stripped back, minimal, and it's like, yeah, just gets a job done.
I just love that someone's there like, this is ugly.
I've never called a software ugly in my life, ever. I've never looked at something and gone, that is ugly.
So weird.
Yeah, very
such
strange.
Such a weird flex. I forgot any... Promoters don't care about skill, only social media. We talked about that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. The last one, my unpopular DJ opinion. Fuck the crowd, I play for me. I have a story to tell. Not an obligation to give Becky her favourite sing-along.
Oh my God, that's funny. This leads on to someone else's. My unpopular DJ opinion is that DJs who refuse to take requests need to get over themselves.
Oh, well, you know what? Get it over themselves.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't mean they have to take them, but yeah.
He said, what's he put here? Your crowd are there to...
You're there for the crowd.
You're there to play to the crowd, not have everyone bathe in your majestic aura. I like that.
But it depends if you're a narcissist.
Yeah.
If you're like, welcome to my show.
Yeah. I think if there's songs that you genuinely don't have or something that is not going to fit into your set, fair enough.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you are there to entertain people, so.
100%. But I've said that I'll take requests because I like when a request takes me on a different journey.
Yeah.
I like it when someone's like, I'm not even thinking about it, and someone's like, you've got this. I'm like, oh my God.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, I have that. And now I'll play it next.
And I was playing this R&B throwback event on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was going through my tunes and there was this one song that I thought only I knew, so right. I didn't add it to my playlist or I didn't download it. I thought, and someone requested it.
Nice.
And I'm like, that is so weird. I've not thought about this song for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And I was like, someone requested it. I'm like, why didn't I put it in my playlist?
Yeah.
But I'll say that I definitely take requests, but like I only play songs that I like at the same time.
Yeah.
I won't play songs that I don't like. Just won't do it. But I like a lot of songs. I like, I'm not snobby about music.
I do love when people request something that you haven't thought of and then it kind of like unlocks all these songs that you've not thought about as well. Do you find that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like you'll have one song given and then it's like, and now this song and that song and this song and that. Yeah. It's great.
Like the best thing you can do. And then you'll find that, you'll find that usually like somebody requesting the song is sort of like almost like a spokesperson for who's there. Yeah. So like, you'd be like, it's a bit risky.
Yeah.
But you play it and everyone starts singing, you'd be like, all right.
Yeah, thanks.
Maybe, but my vibe was wrong. I've been at places where I'm playing like, it's like open for, it's like a brunch or something.
Mm.
I'll be playing like some house and then some girl will be like, have you got, Beyonce? And I'll play Beyonce. It'll start going off. I'll be like, I've got this wrong.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Do you want a few more comments?
Go for comments and then we'll play a game.
Ban phones on dance floor. We had this a couple of weeks ago.
Ban phones on the dance floor. Yeah, we spoke about this a few weeks ago. Phones are there for DJs should want phones because it's your social media that will benefit.
Yeah.
So people filming and then tagging you is like free advertising.
Yeah.
Like,
I think some venues it's kind of like everyone kind of goes back to the whole Berlin Berghain thing. It's like, we don't allow phones.
We don't do phones.
We're a cool cult, and it's like, No one cares.
It is a selling, like we said it before, it's like a selling tool.
And
certain nights, and I would like to go to one, like it's certain, and you know what, actually, I don't take my phone out when I go out. Like,
no.
It's a sign of a good night out if you haven't posted.
Yeah.
If you haven't uploaded to your story, because you're just having a good time.
Enjoying it.
Thinking about anyone else, just in the moment. But I won't watch back. If I go to a festival, like going to Park Life, mm-hmm. I'll take a few clips to remember it.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not going there to like film a whole set or anything like that. But like, if Giotti drops a banger, I'm like filming this. Yeah. filming this to remember it.
Yeah.
Any more?
Do you guys think it's necessary to be a producer and make your own music as well? Not necessary, but I mean, it can unlock stuff for you that just DJing can't, I guess. Like, Elro, for example, we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
There's not much chance you're going to be an Elro or an Ants DJ places like that if you're not making music, because they don't book just DJs. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
I think if you want to have like a big career, like Chapter and Verse has spoken about this, it's like you need to make music, but you can still have a career being a resident DJ.
Or do you want to be a DJ
and
have a career in DJing in bars and clubs and events and weddings and festivals, which is 100%, which
different
is what
things.
Most of us have done.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to get into a game. It's not add to playlist this week. We're going to take a break just this week for add to playlist because there's a lot of moving parts and there's only two of us. it's quite hard to do.
We'll be back next week with it.
But we're going to go rewind. We're still going to do music. We're going to do Crossfaders Chart Challenge. Have you got your phone? Have you got a list? Can you type that? Have you got your... Type 1 to 7.
Yep.
So Crossfaders Chart Challenge is Danny is going to blind rank 7 tracks from a specific genre. So he's not going to know what tracks are coming, but he's going to have to add them to a chart position and then they cannot be moved. And he's playing on his own. He's going to have to blind rank. That's hard to say.
Try that again.
Blind rank these tracks.
Yeah.
And we said last week we were going to do some hip hop, so I'll bring some hip hop. So we're going to do 2010s hip hop.
Okay.
So you've got 7 tracks.
Yeah.
Are you ready for your first one?
I am.
Let me just find a playlist. Here we go.
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I. Times like, yeah.
K-Dot.
Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth.
This is one of my favorite K-Dot.
This is a banger.
Fucked up, but if God got us, then we gon' be all right.
Nigga, we gon'
Right. See, he did this at Super Bowl, didn't he?
I think so, yeah. Right. We gon' be all right. Do you hear me? It's not up there for me.
Not one of your favourite Kendricks?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
No?
I'm going to put this... Oh, I might put this at 5.
5?
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar, all right.
Yeah. Nah, it's
not my favourite. I thought you'd be like...
I do love Kendrick, but it's not my favourite. So that's Kendrick, all right. That's going in at 5. And that's locked in. I can't move that now. Oh, almost.
Yes.
I've not heard this in years.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, hello.
I'm burning purple flowers.
You know what? Like one of the best ad libs ever. Oh.
These are beefing now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are, yeah. Drake and Rick.
I'm on one.
Do you know what? I've heard it so much, but it's still a banger.
Is that the thing?
I'm going to put it at 6.
You're going to put it at 6?
Yeah.
Is it just because it's a bit overplayed?
I think so, yeah.
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 Drake.
Drake, I'm on one.
Khaled. Next one.
Listen to this track, bitch.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm trying to remember the name of this.
No Hands.
Oh, yeah.
This is like turn up era. Right?
Yeah.
This is like when. That's more of a club tune than
it is. Yeah. I used to play a really good remix of this. I think it was an RL Grime remix. It was like a big trap remix. It was really good.
Yeah.
No, I'm still gonna put this. I'm gonna have to put this at 7.
You going 7?
Because the 4 spaces, I'm hoping they're gonna be something delicious. Is that Waka Flocka? That
Waka Flocka.
Yeah.
It is Waka Flocka.
Okay, Waka, No Hands. That's going in at 7. I'm happy I filled these lower spaces.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just because it's usually absolute chaos in my head of 1 and 7 left. I love this song.
I saw this live at Wireless Festival and like I've just never, anytime I hear it, I'm just like back there. He's struggling at the minute as well, isn't he?
Yeah, like, everyone's going through it.
Everyone from 2010 era is going through it at the minute.
For real, you're the only 3. Father
that I ever knew. No role 3. Models, J. Cole.
Yep, 3.
You going at 3?
Yeah.
It's high, isn't it?
I like this though. No role you like models. That one? I used to what was the other one? Wet Dreams, love that one as well. That was big. It was that, wasn't it? J. Cole, Wet Dreams?
Wet Dreams, actually. Yeah. I never did this before, no.
Yeah, that was a big trap. That's
feeling
a 3.
That's a 3.
I've got 4, 2, and 1 left.
4, 2, and 1? Jeez.
Please be nice.
Well, oh.
This
turn of error,
isn't
it?
Oh.
Just ridiculous.
It's like 2015, 14, 15.
Probably 14.
Yeah.
Okay. Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she's so thirsty.
Yeah.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl. She trying to.
Yeah, again, RL Grime remix of this was.
Oh, yeah, that was. I was playing that. Yeah.
He just like remixed every big track at that time and it smashed it.
Yeah. He did stuff like Diplo and stuff, didn't he?
RL Grime.
Stuff, didn't he? Mercy. Does it get bigger than Mercy? Where are you going?
I don't want to leave just 4 and 1, but.
Ooh.
I'm gonna put it at four. Kanye Mercy
at four. So what have you got left? Two and one.
Two and one.
Oh my god, really? Such a good instrumental.
Yeah, it is.
Get it? Oh, text a message. I don't know the number. Flexing on these niggas, every bone and muscle. Steady taking shots.
Is that Rocky?
It is ASAP Rocky. Yeah, yeah. Skepta.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. That's going in at two. Never hurting them. Lock, stock, and two. Smoking back when
it's time to fall. My shade, be all. My pants, below. So many. Because it's 88 BPM, but so many good drum and bass remixes.
Yeah, there is. I came, I saw, I came. Love Skepta. I praise the Lord, then break
the law. I take what's mine. Jeez.
Yeah, big trap. I've got one left.
You've got one left. You'll be all right, mate. You're all right.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy with this.
I couldn't leave this out. I know there's been a Kendrick one, but I could not leave this out of this list.
Yeah, bish.
That is. That's just, some certain songs just will never get old. I'd play that every day.
Yeah, Money Trees.
I think I do play it every day. I've got so many good edits of that as well.
That is. Right, do you want the list?
Kendrick Lamar, Money Trees. Go on and give us your list.
So from seven, we got No Hands, Waka. We got I'm On One, Drake. All Right by Kendrick. Mercy by Kanye. No Role Models by J. Cole. Praise the Lord by A$AP Rocky. And Money Trees by Kendrick. I'd have swapped.
Mercy's too low, isn't it?
Yeah, Mercy should have been second.
Second.
That's the one I was a bit unsure about.
All right. Guys, because Jamie's not here, I'm going to tell you a secret. you might have heard us talk about it, but our Scratch course is having a brand new relaunch, and it'll be ready soon, probably 2 weeks. It is insane. Blakey, world champion DJ, has added in around 40 new lessons.
Yeah.
On scratching and beat juggling, and it is coming out. If you are a complete package owner, that'll be sliding in your DMs in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But if you're not and you're into scratching and stuff, this will without doubt be the best scratching course on earth. It's like it is just world class. It's unbelievable. I'm taking it. Like
he smashed it.
Like it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is coming now. Danny has finished our first part of our drum and bass beginner course as well. Finished, filmed. That'll be after the scratch course, and there'll be a drum and bass pro course as well. So I've not even asked if I can tell you that. So.
But we're telling you.
I might not be here next week. and if you are interested in taking a course with CrossFader, just go to wearecrossfader.co.uk and you can use the code off the record and you get 20% off any of them individual courses. So right now we've got, you know, hip hop, techno, house. They're our most popular ones. Also Flex 4. We've got XDJ courses, CDJ masterclass, how to get gigs, music management course, all now. And you can get them for 20% off. Just use the code off the record. And we will see you again next week in next week's podcast. See you later.
See you.